Well, Aboriginal communities caught in the flood disaster unfolding in northern New South Wales are running out of food and medical supplies. Elders have been evacuated from the Indigenous community of Cabbage Tree Island, with many homes and the local Aboriginal school at risk of being submerged. Carly Williams has more.
Stand on Cabbage Tree Island.
Cabbage Tree Island is an Aboriginal community about 30 minutes south of Ballina on the New South Wales north coast. It's completely underwater.
This is Uncle Quinn's house.
All residents have been evacuated from their homes.
We got a message that we had to evacuate, and by the time I got home, and about half an hour later, it was underneath my house.
That's Bundjalung woman Delia Rhodes. She's the Aboriginal Education Officer at Cabbage Tree Island Public School. She says many elders didn't want to leave the community because there was nowhere for them to go.
To have elders and families with children sitting around for hours waiting to get accommodation, it's very frustrating.
Delia Rhodes says Aboriginal communities in the region have been an afterthought in the emergency response. Widgeable man Chris Binge is CEO at the Jarlee Aboriginal Land Council in Ballina. He hasn't slept in 72 hours. He's using his tinny to pick up elders in isolated communities and take them to urgent medical appointments.
I'm actually on my boat. I own a boat. I'm on my boat at the moment trying to just do food drops where I can. I've transported probably about 6 to 8 people back out onto community that walked over a mountain. That took 3 hours to get into town, and then I've also had to do 2 medical drops from the community back here for dialysis for 2 of my aunties.
This is mob living out on community outside of Lismore.
Yeah, it's it's an Aboriginal community called Gundarimba.
Yeah.
It's actually where all my family are. My family are basically cut off from everything, and they've run out of food and medical supplies, and there's 60 to 70 odd people out there in the community, elders and kids and families, yeah.
Chris Binge also helped to evacuate people on Cabbage Tree Island with his boat.
We had to do a massive evacuation of every resident on Cabbage Tree Island, which is 24 homes plus all the families, so probably anywhere between 8 to 10 people that live in the homes of those 24 homes. So we did that yesterday, over 150, 200 people. These are 2-story houses, and 6 o'clock this morning, the water was lapping the veranda. I haven't slept for 72 hours. Just trying to stay on top of it all.
Ooh. How are you running? Is it adrenaline? Is it coffees?
Mate, I don't know what it is at the moment. I'm staying awake, just trying to keep people safe.
Could it be sense of community?
Mate, that's exactly what it is. I mean, what we do best as Aboriginal people, which is care for each other. And, tough times like this, you put whatever you have to the side, and you just try and get through another day to make sure that people are safe and people, are doing the best we possibly can to try and make sure that we do that. Hopefully get through this phase without loss of life.
The national Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander newspaper, the Koori Mail, has had its Lismore headquarters flooded, adding to the huge amount of stress and loss that shows no sign of receding.
Carly Williams with that report.